Their plan should absolutely disgust and anger you. The plan that I'm speaking of has been in place for 100 years, and it is now exploding onto the main scene inside the media. It's all over the place, yet very few people understand this plan. And once you see, as I expose this plan, put forth by some of the richest people on the earth, and what they want to do to you and how they're doing it, you will know exactly how to fight back. Now, to start this out, and I'm going to use a story of a very, very small country, yet this country had a massive empire at one time. I'm going to use a small history lesson, economic lesson from 2005 to wake certain people up. But those that are awake and understand that there are people with plans that want to destroy us through taxation, through inflation, which is taxation. They want to cause you to be afraid and confused, like our president. Type one, let's get this algorithm fired up. Now, I have to say that the reason why I did this video is this morning I was scrolling through a bunch of images that were put on the internet, and an image of amazing men and women that fought back against England during the Boston tax, the Boston Tea Party. They fought over a 2% tax. And there's a photo of them shooting and fighting, protesting. And then below it, it was people today on their cell phones confused and deceived. And it says, now we have everybody being taxed every way, every direction. Back then it was over 2%. Now everyone's getting taxed for 40%. On average, when you add up your state tax, your federal tax, the tax you pay on food, your sales tax, your property tax, there's so many taxes were being destroyed. But it's more than that. There are cycles that are put out in the economy all around the world. Every 7 years, they turn over. And it causes people to become more and more impoverished. And very few people can break through this ceiling. This financial ceiling. In 2005, Germany actually led the United States into a crash, a massive recession. Most people do not understand how this works, but Germany was highly overleveraged and they put themselves into a deep recession in 2005. And that recession reverberated over into the United States. And a couple of years later, we found ourselves in trouble based off of investments that we had tied to Germany. But since Germany began, they were able to get themselves out through tricky monetary policy, printing more money, things like that. And in 2012 to 2014, the world watched as the European Union fell into a deep problem, and they were blaming a small country named Greece. Germany was the head bully back then, trying to rape and rob Greece because of the trouble they had put supposedly the euro into. Never reminding the world that Germany was what started in 2005 a deep recession, moving over to the United States, then eventually slapping back a bullwhip effect, if you will, back into the European Union. Germany had money that its people were robbed as the first bank bail-ins hit Cyprus and Greece. It went very underreported. I've spoken about bail-ins before, how banks have accepted this as a new law that they have the ability, if they collapse at a certain point, they will be able to reach into their depositors' accounts and take a certain amount of money to make themselves whole. Well, in Greece's situation and Cyprus' situation, the situation in the country of Cyprus, not every bank failed, but the ones that did, they reached in order to not completely collapse, they took depositors' money. In the United States right now, we see banks going under and investors are lost, they're out a certain amount of money, and depositors, certain depositors are out of money. But yet the mainstream media doesn't report everything. You don't hear the people that actually lost money story. Right now we have a bank going under. It's a non-bank, but it's part of a fintech collapse where you have over $100 million in depositors' money that has completely vanished. They don't know where it is, and it is not FDIC insured. The story I want to share with you, but again, I want you to understand that once you see their plan, wealthy people's plan, because the elites get wealthier when you get poorer. And I want you to understand, most people have no concept of this. Let's say a very wealthy person has money in bonds, gold, stocks, cryptocurrency. And let's say another 2008 disaster happens where you see 50% cut of the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ. At first, you see gold going down, just like it did in 2007 to 2008. You would think that even the elite are hit because you see headlines. When Elon Musk lose $20 billion in net worth, or Jeff Bezos lost $40 billion in one day, you'd think they would be feeling the same percentage of pain that you are. But you are absolutely not correct. When Nancy Pelosi and people in Congress that are running our country into the ground, the Bidens, you'd think that their net worth drops by 50% too. You are very misled. And the reason why I say this is because when everybody loses, the poorest, the middle class and the poor lose the most because they don't know, one, which way to move next, how to pivot and accept change. And that's what makes a successful and wealthy person. Those that can see change on the horizon and move to take advantage of whatever change is coming. Most people do not have that availability or understanding. And then number two, when the poor and middle class are wiped out, it's because they are wiped out based off of debt, and the elite have something to go into their coffers, take out, even though it's worth less than it was days before, and they go and put that money to work and buy the assets of the middle class and the poor people, and they take it, they rob them. The story comes today out of CNBC. And I'm going to read some highlights, and then I'm going to explain to you how they are destroying you mentally and financially. It says Greece becomes the first EU country to introduce a six-day working week. Now, I've said before that their plan is to turn you into a slave or a serf. This is return to serfdom. And a serf, throughout history, we changed the words for fools and for paupers, poor people. And every single person, type two if you agree, everyone here watching this has the ability to take in information and then decide if you want to accept it as truth or as a lie, and then do something about it once you understand it's truth. Type two, if you agree, you have the power and authority, even today as I speak, to understand, to mull this over, even if you disagree with it at first, to mull it as truth, mull it over and go, you know what, I see what he's saying, and I can do something about this. No matter where I am in life, no matter what job I have, no matter where I live, no matter who my parents are, no matter what my situation in life, I have the ability to take this information in and do something about it starting today. And that is exactly what certain people are afraid of you coming into that understanding and going, this plan is intended to enslave us as human beings. They want kings and queens back again. So Germany becomes the first EU country to introduce a six-day work week. Says the regulation, which came into force on July 1st, bucks a global trend of companies exploring whether to embrace a shorter work week. The pro-business government of Prime Minister Kyrios Mitsotakis has reported, said the measure is both worker-friendly and deeply growth-orientated. So let me make this very clear. This prime minister says that if you work 6 days a week, it's worker friendly. No, it's slave friendly. You are a slave to the lender. You are a slave to the government. And then he says it's deeply growth orientated, not for you. And just so you know, even though you don't live in Greece, and if anyone does live in Greece that's watching this, hashtag Greece, but you have to understand that these plans, as they roll out with the countries that are silenced. Not quiet, silenced. Greece was silenced back in 2013, 2014 by the EU. They are the petri dish, the human experiment of what they want to roll out, the EU and the US. Please understand this. The Western governments, the Western elites, are in a war right now to enslave the world. They've been doing it economically all over the world for over 60, 70 years. And right now there is a war, a splitting of the nations between the BRICS nations, which is growing in popularity as we speak, and the Western civilizations. It says labor unions and political activists have sharply criticized the move. It says Greece has controversially introduced a six-day working week for some businesses in a bid to boost productivity and employment in the southern European country. The regulation, which came into force on July 1st, bucks a global trend of companies exploring a shorter work week. Under the new legislation, which was passed as part of a broader set of labor laws last year, employees of private businesses that provide round-the-clock services will reportedly have the option of working an additional 2 hours per day on an extra 8-hour shift. The change means a traditional 40-hour work week could be extended to 48 hours per week from some businesses. Food service and tourism workers are not included in the 6-day working week initiative. Two things I want to ask you before we go on. If you wouldn't mind signing up for the newsletter, because as more and more things get exposed, you never know what's going to happen. It's a free newsletter down below. Another thing is I'm about to put out a video later today. I'm going to set it up as a premiere, and it is going to rattle one of the largest advertisers on these platforms. And it is going to expose things that need to be exposed. But I'm not going to sit back and not expose certain things. If you wouldn't mind keeping an eye out for that premiere and signing up for it, the notify me button, so we can get a lot of people watching this. So we see here that this country that has been silenced for well over a decade has now introduced this 6-day work week. And I'm going to show you something that's coming in America. America is about to experience another depression. We are already in the middle of it. Our US government, type 3 if you agree, is printing money insanely fast, over $1 trillion every 90 days right now to hide this fact. They're opening up second mortgages so people can tap into their equity in their homes, which they will soon find are underwater. When I say soon, I'm talking about 12 months. Home prices are already falling. The Federal Reserve has been changing charts, changing data to show you that home prices nationwide have already fallen the same rate as the entire Great Recession combined, but they don't want you to know that, so they just changed it. Already exposed that on this channel as well. I use comedy and satire sometimes to try and attract people, wake them up, but sometimes you have to be very blunt. This depression is coming. You're going to see unemployment skyrocket well into the double digits. You are going to see interest rates skyrocket well into the double digits. Why? Because inflation has not stopped. They're just keeping it at bay right now. And people are very confused with which way the market's going, because they do believe in their gut and say, I do, when in the comment section, when you feel in your gut that you are being lied to by the government because they are trying to keep this at bay until after this specific election. This depression that's coming, which will include a market crash, I don't know when it's coming. All I do know is every 7 to 10 years, a correction happens. Every 50 to 100 years, big ones happen. If you don't understand that, then you shouldn't even be here. There are people that mock, and fools rejoice in their own folly. They love to have their ears tickled. They love praise and admiration, yet they can't see the facts. And this is, in my opinion, the greatest opportunity in our lives. Matter of fact, in our country's history, to gain wealth. In the Great Depression, 25% unemployment rate was the standard. One out of four people didn't have a job. And there are elites that want to force you. And this is exactly what's happening in Greece. They're saying it's not every place that's going to get 6 days. Like it says here, food service and tourism workers are not included in the 6 day working week initiative. They're going to say, if you want a job, this is how much it pays. And this is how many days you have to work. And you are going to sign up. If you remember seeing the food lines, the government cheese lines from the Depression and from other hard times throughout history, you have to understand those people in a second, if they were told that they had to work 6 or 7 days a week, and there is a plan to force everyone to have 1 day off a week. It's called a blue law. It's going to sound amazing. Because by then they're going to go, we're going to force your bad employer to take 1 day off. It's not good, trust me. And at certain points, I have to keep certain things quiet because there's a nice computer trying to listen to everything I say, spits out a document and shows the algorithm where to put it. The only way to fight back against this plan is to become wealthy. How do you become wealthy? I know this sounds crazy. You learn how to use debt. In your personal life, you get out of debt. Then you start a side business and you use debt to leverage other people's money and you go crush it, whether it be in real estate or other businesses. But you have to learn the difference between good debt and bad debt. It shouldn't be used to impress people that you don't even respect. But yet that's what most human beings do. They use debt because they're insecure to go and drive a fancy car so people will like them, or live in a big house so some man or woman will want to marry you. It is an illusion of security. But used properly, you can make a lot of money and you can help a lot of people. We have got to fight back. So the first step is to get out of debt. The second step is to gain wealth through owning things that only the elites do. Fact of the matter is, most wealthy people have gold. They have things out of the ground. They own things of real wealth. Real tangible wealth is anything that comes out of the earth that God created. Gold, silver, platinum, land, water, oil. If you don't own things that come out of this earth, you own nothing. I'm going to put this video premiere out in about 20 minutes. If you can keep an eye out for it, I would greatly appreciate it, and hit the sign up button or the watch, notify me button, and then comment in the live stream, the live chat, because this video coming out is going to expose a toy company. And it is a big advertiser, but the truth needs to be brought out. And the only way we can fight tyranny and fight these plans of the elite are to go right around the side of them and smack them upside the head. I want you to build a financial Trojan horse. You understand what I'm talking about, type 5. Hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja. Out.